Welcome to Adventure Awaits. I'm your host, Madeline.
And I'm Dom. Whether by train or by car.
By bus, by a walk from afar.
Everyone has a way of getting to school.
Listen in as we recount multiple tales of the students' commute.
Some scary, some funny, most are relatable.
The only constant is traffic. Nah, the real constant at play is that everyone has an interesting story to tell.
And we are here to show it.
Here's our first speaker. Going to school in the morning is never fun, and no one likes being late either. But in the winter where it's dark and cold and anything can happen, Alex Long shares his chilling journey to school where being on time has never meant so much to him.
Man, I wish I had a car right now. I got the license but no car. A car would make going to school so much easier. Waking up at 6 a.m. every Monday is such a drag, and since it's winter, it's dark, scary, and cold outside. Imagine walking outside in the dark and it's freezing no matter how many layers I wear. My shoes get dirty from walking on the puddles and snow. I wear a ski mask and the cold wind still blows into my face. Not to mention the constant fear of missing the bus. I mean, at least when I get to the city and I walk towards Stephen Avenue, it makes a nice view. Seeing all those buildings with their lights on, they probably have their heaters on too. Makes me wish I was in them right now instead of shivering outside in the dark. Waiting for a bus to decide, will I be on time or will I be late?
Leaving the comfort of your own home for a day of classes is exhausting. Realizing there's been a million inches of snowfall that night before is even worse. Hermie Okunar, talk more about her challenging commute from the northeast to the southwest.
I open the door to leave for class. Hold on. Am I dreaming? Is that snow? Is this some sort of sick joke? I close the door, run to a mirror, and look at my outfit. I'm definitely not winter ready. Screw it. I'll just wear what I'm wearing. Anna Wintour would approve of blue jeans in the winter, right? I check the time again, and I'm definitely going to be late if I don't leave right at this minute. I grab my keys, jump into my car, and start the engine. As I speed down the road, swerving left and right, I switch my blinker and hope the car behind me lets me in. He doesn't. What a douche. Should I even go to class? Do I want to live with the shame of people watching me walk in late? I take the next exit and I continue my icy drive. I finally made it. I run out of my car and into warmth. I step into my cozy slippers and throw a blanket over my shoulders. I'll try again tomorrow.
In a world where you're driving in the winter and the weather isn't your biggest safety hazard, from the guy who actually experienced this life-changing, catastrophic event, Connor Gronsdahl tells you the harrowing and courageous tale of surviving not just the weather, but a moron behind the wheel instead.
Driving to school in the winter consists of plowing through snowdrifts and sliding on ice. But that's not nearly as bad as what happens once you get to town. So, I'm driving along, minding my own business, jamming out to some APA. Then all of a sudden, this lady pulls out in front of me when I'm only 10 feet away. I slam on the brakes and swerve to nearly avoid ending her life prematurely. Then, this senior citizen proceeds to practically crawl in front of me for the next 5 minutes, but it seemed like an eternity. Jesus, lady, your hard candies and gossiping with the gals can wait. I've got to go. I'm going to be late because Betty White over here won't step on it.
He thinks the snow is bad. He thinks the people are worse. Now he's walking into it with no hat, bad attitude, and a mean disposition. Oh boy, here we go. Keo Bunny lets you know all about it.
Winter is here. The snow crunching beneath my shoes, the frostbite creeping up on my ears. Yep, winter's here, and walking to the bus stop still sucks. What's even worse are the looks I get. Not from the other students, they're suffering too. It's all the business people. All your nice suits and fancy shoes. Sorry your life sucks, quit staring at me. My music isn't even that loud. Oh, damn, it's cold. When the hell is this bus coming? Did I miss it? No, the other students are still here. Must be late. Why doesn't MRU have a train station? I should have gone to U of C.
I have a guest from Sweden, Matthias. Tell me a crazy story about you on your way to school.
Well, here at MRU, there's not that much to tell since I live down here at East Residence, so it's pretty close. I have almost like 10-minute walk to class. But in my home university, though, in Sweden, the first semester, I actually had to take the bus for 2 hours straight just to get to class, and then 2 hours back again. So that was kind of horrible, actually. That sucked.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Sounds brutal.
Especially
honestly.
During the winter when the buses never was there on time and there was snow everywhere.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. I hope you don't have an experience like that now that you're in Canada.
Nope.
Thanks, Matthias.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And up next, we have A.O. Dang calling in to tell us about his experience getting to school.
Well, I personally don't drive to school because, you know, the roads are really bad in the winter. So usually I take the train every morning, but I really hate the part where we have to, like, stuff into the train cars, like, clothes in a container and then rubbing onto strangers like we're sandpaper or something like that. But, you know, only 3 more years of this and then we're done.
Man, that sucks. I hate taking the train, too. Do you have to take the bus after the train as well?
Yeah, sadly.
That's too bad. Well, thanks for calling in, AO. It just fascinates me how amazing these stories are. The people they meet, the things they go through.
I know, and to think they are just simple trips of going to school.
It really proves that a lot can happen in a short amount of time. Well, that's it, folks. You just listened to Adventure Awaits with Madeline.
And Dom. Don't forget to tune in next time.
Only here at CMRU.ca.
By students, for you.